AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. We're back at Norwich High School tonight, and this is one that we've had circled on the calendar for a while. As the Norwich girls are hosting the Unitego Spartans, we'll have tip-off in just about 10 minutes or so. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. When we come back, we'll set the scene. I'm joined by Ryan Mahana again. He was with me on Saturday, so we'll bring him on. He's the Morrisville Women's Basketball Assistant Coach, so we'll be getting his expert opinion on a lot of things here tonight, so we're looking forward to it. Norwich Girls and Unitego is the one we've been waiting for. We'll be back in a few on CDO.
We want your trade-in. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I've noticed that too many times car buyers only shop and compare the selling price of a vehicle. This can be a really big mistake because the value you're getting on your trade-in could save you even more money. And at Butler Auto Sales, we are proud to say we usually give you both, the best selling price and the best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything with a motor as a trade-in, even boats and motorcycles. And did you know, Butler Auto will buy your car in any condition, even if you're not trading it in. We will always give you a fair price for it, too. So get the best of both worlds at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit us online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, it is our goal to never lose a customer over price.
Choose from the area's largest selection of pre-owned vehicles and get the best of both worlds. Best selling price and best trade-in value at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. See every vehicle and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Ryan Mahana with you tonight on WCDO as we're in Norwich. It's the Norwich girls hosting Unitego, and of course, Coach Ryan back with us. He was on the air when Delhi was here with us on Saturday taking on the Norwich girls. Coaches up at Morrisville, their women's basketball program. Coach, good to have you back again.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. We were joking off the air that you just slept in the equipment room.
I did. I thought the safest thing for everybody is if I just stayed right in the equipment room from Saturday.
I mean, it's hard to get into these games these days. You got to do what you got to do.
And I'm way into this one.
Yeah.
This is a great one. I mean, this is the rare COVID basketball treat. We called it the Nate Lull Classic, right?
Yeah.
So your two worlds are colliding in a rare occasion here.
Yeah, we were sitting here, and both teams ran out onto the floor, and it was like, I'm so familiar with both teams. We've covered them deep into sectionals, into states, especially last year when both these teams won Section 4, Norwich in Class B, Unitego in Class C. Here they are on the same floor. Outside of AAU and maybe some summer ball, I've never seen this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
It is. Two really well-coached teams, talent on both sides. You know, it'll be interesting. Both teams like to press and pressure, and nothing makes a coach more upset than if you turn the ball over against pressure, and you're a pressure team. So it'll be interesting to see if either team can kind of break the other's will. Norwich, a lot more guard-heavy. Unitego got really strong up front. So it'll be really a nice, you know, clash of styles tonight.
Yeah, Norwich with that pressure that's kind of like swarming all over you, and it's kind of like controlled chaos. Unitigo, a little more traditional with their press, but they have all that length at midcourt with Meg and Morgan Perry and Jenna Faulkner. I mean, you get to midcourt and there's just arms everywhere, so it's very hard to get through. I'll be interested once we get started to see your coaching philosophy on, hey, how could a team make adjustments and get through that? I think it's going to be maybe the key to tonight's game.
Norwich is going to have to rebound, right? They're going to have to keep them off the offensive glass, and Unitake is going to have to get out on the shooters. You know, the threes are more than two, as we all know, and that'll be the great equalizer for Norwich for whatever size they might be lacking.
Want to welcome everybody, of course, into the Butler Auto pregame show. It's Norwich and Unitigo here tonight. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. And again, this is a game in a normal season. I don't think we would see it because everybody gets so concerned with sectional points and you don't have that many games outside of your league schedule. You know, it would be a great game for Unitigo to come play a B school, try to get those sectional points, but you know, Norwich always challenges themselves, and they like to go out and play some of the best of the best. They like to go play double A's and A's. So, again, outside of COVID, I don't think we would be seeing this matchup, so I'm excited for this one here tonight. We're going to take one last quick 30-second break. When we come back, it'll be the Norwich Girls and Unitigo on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell and Ryan Mahana with you here tonight. Both teams will be doing the starting lineups, and here just a couple of minutes. Looks like we are going to do a national anthem here tonight, so we're going to pause for that here in just a minute. It's our Butler Auto tip-off show. A big thank you to Butler for always sponsoring our post-game show for a number of years. We appreciate it. So we are going to pause for the anthem. It's Unitigo and Norwich. We'll be right back on CDO.
This is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. For over 15 years, we've been improving the indoor air quality of people's homes. When you have your air ducts cleaned by our professional truck-mounted vacuum system, you create a cleaner living environment, reduce allergens and irritants, remove unpleasant smells and odors, and improve the airflow efficiency of your furnace. Plus, air duct cleaning will reduce dust in your home, and our disinfectants kill mold, mildew, and viruses. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. We're live in Norwich tonight. It's Norwich girls taking on Unitigo. in high school basketball here tonight. It's our last week of the season, believe it or not. Hard to believe. Nate Lull and Ryan Mahana with you here tonight. Ryan is the assistant women's basketball coach at SUNY Morrisville. Let's get you the starting lineups first for Norwich tonight. And head coach Josh Bennett. Number 3, Abby Hansen. Number 5, Sydney Coggins. Number 10, Emily Evans. Number 13, Margaret Dover. Number 24, Mackenzie Hess. On the other side for Unitigo, head coach Bob Z. Number 5, Alexa Lucia. Number 13, Jenna Faulkner. Number 15, Maddie Wilsey. Number 20, Megan Perry. And number 21, Morgan Perry. So again, thanks for joining us on the Butler Auto pregame show. Norwich is in the home whites tonight with the purple trims. Is Norwich in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. Unitigo is in the road green uniforms with the white trim. Says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Kind of lengthy size here tonight for Unitigo against the quick, fast guards and the scrappiness on the inside for Norwich. I'm ready for a good one here, Coach.
I'm really interested to see Norwich's pressure translate to a team with some length. Right? Can they get them to put it on the floor? Can they put them in uncomfortable spots on the floor to turn them over? Because it's not just going to work traditionally man-on.
We've seen them do it in the past. One game that comes to mind is sectional finals last year against Newark Valley, the team that had a lot of size. Norwich threw everything in the kitchen sink at them. Will they take another approach like that here tonight against Unitigo? We'll see. Jenna Faulkner will be tipping it up here for Unitigo. Emily Evans for Norwich. And we are underway. Unitigo will win the tip as they are going right to left on your radio dial. Unitigo will set it up here. They have Morgan Perry at the top of the key. They go to Faulkner on the right wing side. They work it down low here for Meg Perry. Stripped of the ball by Margaret Dewar. And an outlet pass to Mackenzie Hess. She tries to dribble through the press. Goes to the left side for Hansen. And across midcourt, we are going to have a traveling violation, though, on Hansen. She just couldn't quite hold on to it. Turnover gives it back to Unitigo.
Norwich, interestingly enough, coming out in a 2-3. Even though they're giving up some size, I'm sure they want to keep them out of the paint, kind of pack it in, make perimeter shots.
Early on between Norwich and Unitigo, 7:35 to go in the first quarter. Here is Morgan Perry into the right wing corner now for Faulkner. They go to Meg Perry, takes it to the interior. We're going to have a block call here on Emily Evans as Perry tried to go to the rim at that right low block.
So Norwich switching it up a little. Instead of the man pressure, they're looking at a 2-2-1 three-quarter press, something a little less aggressive. But they'll still have to keep that ball out of the high post because, as always, that's the weak spot.
So we're 30 seconds in. We're scoreless. First foul of the game is on Emily Evans of Norwich. And Megan Perry at the line. Her first shot is up and good. Meg, of course, congratulations to her, joining the 1,000 career point club last week in a victory over Cooperstown. Got to do it at home, too, so that's pretty cool. So congratulations to Megan. She goes 2-for-2 at the line here. She avoids the broadcaster's curse, and Norwich comes back up the floor. They beat the press, and Norwich is going left to right. Pass down low for Hansen. She's bumped out of bounds. We're going to have a foul on Maddie Wilsey of Unitigo. So 7:23 to go in the first. Unitigo 2, Norwich nothing.
It's going to be hard to press this Norwich team. There's a lot of ball handling on the court.
So Mackenzie Hess will be doing the inbounding duties for Norwich underneath the basket. She's got Coggins right there in the corner. Instead, they're going to flip it to the far side. Hansen for a spot-up three. Got it.
Unitigo going 2-3 out of bounds. It's a wide-open corner shot.
Hansen's able to bury that. And unlike the other night when Norwich against Delhi got off to a cold start, they hit their first three. Now a steal by Hansen. Layup is good for Abby Hansen. She's got a quick 5 points. Norwich 5, Unitigo 2. Now another throwaway here is Megan Perry. A little miscommunication with Morgan. Ball rolls out of bounds, and there's that Norwich pressure.
There it is, and they're mixing up between zone and man pressure. That'll be key against a talented team, just keeping them really off balance.
7:02 to go first quarter. We're live in Norwich tonight. Nate Lull and Ryan Mahana with you. Norwich girls leading 5-2. All 5 points from Abby Hansen, a three and then a quick two for Norwich. They'll inbound it to Margaret Dewar at the top of the key. Now for Emily Evans. She's taken away there. There's that length for Unitigo, and now a foul in transition. Morgan Perry with the steal, and she's hacked at midcourt.
Norwich is going to have to ball fake the zone. Those straight-on passes aren't going to work with Morgan up top, being almost 6 feet tall, taking up all that space.
If you're listening here tonight, this game is available on the NFHS Network, and we've had a lot of people asking. It's on the Norwich Facebook page as well, so if you look there, that's where you can get another link. Unitigo with the basketball. Here is Megan Perry. Pull-up jumper. Got it from that right elbow. She's able to bury it. And now we'll have a whistle with 6:40 to go in the first quarter. Norwich 5, Unitigo 4. With that whistle there, Coach Bennett is looking for a word here.
Well, there was a soccer kick stop on the floor. It was a missed call. He does have a point.
I didn't see what happened in the
Alexa
corner.
Lucia did a kick stop on the catch there, and it was missed, but it happens.
So with 6:40 to go in the first quarter, it's Norwich 5, Unitigo 4.
She's a soccer player, Nate?
She is.
Yeah, I thought I knew that, but it was confirmed by that beautiful save there.
This Unitigo team, of course, making it to the Class C state championship game last year for girls soccer. It was an incredible run. So, yeah, pretty much everybody on the floor right here is a soccer player. So, yeah, they're used to using their feet for sure. Now a steal at midcourt. No, Dewar's able to hang on for Norwich. Norwich 5, Unitigo 4. They make it through. They beat the press, but Evans can't hit the right-handed layup. And a rebound for Alexa Lucia.
She's a little strong.
Tosses one to Morgan Perry. Knocked away at midcourt. There's that chaos we're talking about. Unitigo handles it this time. They go to the left side here for Lucia. To the top of the key now for Morgan Perry. Chest pass to Faulkner right side. Norwich 5, Unitigo 4. They go down low for Perry. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound for Hansen. Well, 2 minutes in, boy, this has got a great feel to it so far. Good pass ahead from Mackenzie Hess to Sid Coggins. Misses the long shot. Rebound, Morgan Perry. Zips one ahead now for Faulkner in transition. Dumps one off for Meg Perry and misses the left-handed layup. Rebound, Faulkner. Back inside for Perry. Off the glass and good.
Both teams really pushing off the misses and trying to make sure those presses don't get set up.
Unitigo 6, Norwich 5. Norwich breaks it. They try to go to Dewar through her hands. It's loose in the paint. Meg Perry's tied up with Emily Evans. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with Norwich.
You know there's talent on the floor when my first thought is, man, this is a college pace.
Wow, really? Feels like that to you.
It really does.
That's awesome. Love to hear that. I mean, this is a matchup we dream about here locally, and it's fun to see it come to fruition here tonight. Hansen in the corner, left side, back for Coggins in front of the Unitigo bench for three. Sid from downtown. She buries it.
Again, 2-3 out of bounds, not finding shooters. If you're going to play zone out of bounds, you got to locate the shooters.
Norwich 8, Unitigo 6, 5:25 to go in the first. Alexa Lucia passes up a three, instead floats it back to the top of the key. Unitigo in the green with the white trim tonight. To the high post, Perry, good backdoor cut from Wilsey, and she finishes.
It's interesting, they have Morgan playing the top, playing the point, so she can see over the top of the Norwich zone.
We're tied at 8-8 with 5:05 to go in the first quarter between Norwich and Unitigo. Here is Coggins, feeds one through, finds Mackenzie Hess, left side for three. It's too short, rebound for Wilsey on the weak side. And now Unitigo's going to set it up in the backcourt. Norwich hustling back on defense. Unitigo with the ball. They skip one ahead here for Wilsey in the purple paint off the glass, and good for Wilsey. She's got four.
At some point, I would imagine Norwich is going to show a little bit of man. It's just too easy for Unitigo right now.
Unitigo 10, Norwich 8 with 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Here's Evans at the high post. Left side for Hess on the baseline. Tries to work it inside. It was off a leg there of a Unitigo defender as she tried to get it to Evans. 4.5 to go here, first quarter. Nate Lull, Ryan Mahana with you tonight. Ryan is assistant coach for the Morrisville women's program. Unitigo 10, Norwich 8. Norwich will get it into the left wing corner for Emily Evans. Evans back to the top of the key, threw it away, was looking for Maddie Morris. Now a steal here for Morgan Perry, but unlucky there. She just had her tippy toes on the line, and the ball is going to go back to the Purple Tornado.
About halfway through the first, neither coach has adjusted yet. Both same to the initial game plan. That'll be interesting to see which one breaks.
Boy, what a chess match between Coach Z and Coach Bennett as well. Two very good coaches locally here. Margaret Dewar, left side corner as Norwich has it back in. Left it short. Not enough mustard on that one. Rebound for Morgan Perry. Quickly in transition. Spartans will slow it down. Perry at the top of the key. One-handed pass over to Alexa Lucia. Now back to Morgan Perry. Little give and go to Lucia. Back to the top of the key. They swing it left side here for Faulkner. High post, Meg Perry. They try to go downtown for Wilsey. Knocked away. Lucia was there to clean it up. Her shot was short. Wilsey with a rebound in the land of the trees. They'll kick it back out with 3:50 to go here in the first to get a fresh 30 seconds to work with.
Norwich is playing so hard in the zone to collapse on the short corner, but even then it's difficult for them. They're giving up so much size.
Here's Wilsey with a pull-up jumper. That's off the front of the rim. Meg Perry with a rebound. Turnaround shot for her. Rolls off the rim. Faulkner with a rebound, and they're going to call a whistle here on Faulkner as she streaked in for that rebound.
I think that was four offensive rebounds that possession. That's going to be tough to sustain.
Unitigo with that size. You can really see it here tonight. 3:35 to go in the first. Unitigo girls leading Norwich 10-8 here on the road. And so far, this one's living up to the hype. And so the Norwich girls will have to go up against this pressure here from Unitigo. Just so much length. Hard to get around.
1-2-2-1 pressure. Diamond pressure. Traditional. Broken easy up the sideline.
Hess feeds it to Coggins in the corner for three. Sid from downtown. She's got 6 points on two from long distance.
Norwich does a great job getting shooters in the deep corner.
Norwich 11, Unitigo 10, 3:15 to go in the first. Lucia to the right wing corner, wants to dribble it back out, goes to the top of the key again for Morgan Perry. Now to Jenna Faulkner. They work it around the top of the world, back to the right side for Lucia. Thought about a three. She's deadly from downtown. Hasn't fired one yet. Now a steal by Emily Evans. Ball is loose. Both teams scrambling for it. Evans tries to save it out from going out of bounds. Threw it off the leg of Lucia, and it's going to stay with Norwich.
Emily Evans, as always. She's everywhere, right, Nate?
That's what she does.
Now, is it typical for Morgan to do the ball handling, especially when they play zone?
Yes. Yeah, they like to use Morg out there as kind of a guard. Not afraid to put her at the top of the key there. She's been doing that, boy, for a long time. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Norwich 11, Unitego 10. What's crazy, though, is that, you know, they can put her at a variety of places.
Well, that was my thought. You know, the high-low game with her and her sister is probably pretty deadly, but they're, you know, her passing at the top, she can just see over everything, especially if they're going to stay in this 2-3.
Norwich will get it in, and they'll go to the left side here for Mackenzie Hess. Hess to the top of the key, bounce pass for Coggins into the corner for Maddie Morris for a three. Got it, Maddie Morris from downtown.
One of these coaches are going to break. I can't imagine they stay in zone this whole game, Nate.
2:40 to go in the first. Yeah, we'll see who breaks first. We know they're both pretty stubborn. So Unitego throws it up the floor into the freshman, Bailey McCoy, off her hands and out of bounds. With 2:35 to go in the first, Norwich is going to take a timeout. The Purple Tornado leading Unitego 14-10. We'll be back on CDO.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:37 to go in the first. It's Norwich 14 and Unitego 10. Great game so far here, Coach. This is fun.
It is. It is. I mean, I'm not used to it. I gotta, you know, sharpen my skills here.
Yeah, this is probably the most high-paced game I've seen so far this year. It's been great so far. I mean, and we know both these teams like to do it. And we've seen Unitego only out. That was probably the second best game I've seen. And this one still has a long way to go to live up to the hype of that. But, boy, this is great so far. Norwich with the basketball. They go to the high post for Dewar. It was tipped. It somehow goes to Emily Evans. She tries to roll it into the corner for Maddie Morris, but it's out of bounds and back to Unitego. Good sportsmanship there as Meg Perry helps Emily Evans up off the floor. And 2:20 to go here in the first. Unitego will get it back. Morgan Perry in the backcourt. She'll get through the press this time, gets to midcourt, bounce pass for McCoy on the right wing side. Unitego in the green with the white trim going right to left. Bounce pass now for Faulkner to the high post for Meg Perry. Zips one over to McCoy. Now on the baseline for Kylie Moussaw, who's into the game. Back to McCoy. She tries the home run pass, gets it to Faulkner, who's just able to get her mitts on that one. Home run pass back over across the top of the zone for McCoy. Now to the high post for Moussaw. Shot clock at one. They're not going to get a shot off. Good defense there by Norwich.
Yeah. Unitego did a good job getting side to side, but they didn't get any high post, short corner touches and just didn't really pierce the defense there. Norwich is doing a good job of playing their guards high and pressuring it now.
Minute 45 to go in the first. Norwich 14, Unitego 10. Left side now for Maddie Morris to the high post for Emily Evans. She's stripped. A lot of contact there.
A lot of contact.
Coach Bennett wanted that foul. He's not going to get it. Unitego with the turnover. Back up the floor now for McCoy. To the high post for Moussaw. Pull-up jumper off the back of the rim. Faulkner skies in out of nowhere for the rebound. And Unitego with a fresh shot clock. They go to McCoy. Thought about a shot from about 15. Now back out to Morgan. Fires away from three. No good. Evans with a rebound. In the land of the skyscrapers there. And an outlet pass to Hansen. Now stolen to midcourt. There's that length of Morgan Perry. She's off to the races. Is fouled and hits the right-handed layup. Sid Coggins with the foul for Norwich. Old-fashioned three-point play opportunity coming up for Morgan.
Their coaches have been telling this since fifth grade. Their parents say it all the time. They have to ball fake. They have to ball fake the zone. It's just not going to work if they're just going to try to throw it over the top.
1:10 to go in the first. It's Norwich 14, Unitego 12. Perry to the charity stripe. Trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Shot is up and rattled in and out. Evans with another rebound. Norwich 14, Unitego 12 in a fast-moving first quarter with a minute to go. Left side, Maddie Morris. Pump fakes, steps in. Thought about a long two, didn't pull it. Goes to Hansen, now back to Morris. They'll reset. 15 on the shot clock. Hess left side for Morris. Deep NBA range, three, no good. Just a little short. Out of bounds. And going to go back to Unitego with 50 seconds to go in the first.
like to see Emily Evans push some of these rebounds herself in transition, just, you know, preventing Unitego from really getting set up.
50 seconds to go in the first. Morgan Perry coming to midcourt, wants to try to get a half across half court. It was stolen away by Abby Hansen. She flips one ahead, finds a streaking Mackenzie Hess, and the layup is good for Mackenzie Hess.
Norwood showing their man pressure now. They disguise it as zone. Unitego got relaxed, and there's a turnover.
30 seconds to go, first quarter. Norwich by four, 16-12. They go to Faulkner, left side, almost taken away. Faulkner just got it in her hands. McCoy on the right wing side. Unitego going right to left. High post for Musoff, send it down low. Kicked off of the leg of Sid Coggins, out of bounds. We'll stay with Unitego.
At some point, someone from Unitego is going to have to make some perimeter shots, loosen up the zone. It's just getting tighter and tighter for him to try to execute.
So 18 seconds to go in the first, and sometimes that can be the Achilles heel of this Unitego team, is outside shooting. Spartans on the baseline. They'll look to get it in, and they do to Morgan Perry. Perry right side. Maddie Morris is right in her shorts for a moment. 13 seconds to go here, first quarter. They go to the high post. Meg Perry, turnaround shot, left it short. Faulkner tries to save it. Couldn't quite get there in time. Did everything to try to save it, but it'll go back to Norwich with 7 seconds to go.
Boy, there's not a loose ball that a body's not flying after today.
That was great effort, yeah. So 7 seconds left. Norwich girls leading 16-12 here in the first quarter at Norwich High School. Can Norwich get a shot off? They've got a couple of threes here in the first quarter. Coggins with two, Hansen with one, and Maddie Morris with one.
Unitego extending their 2-3 all the way out to half court. You got to watch the jump trap here.
Hess gets it across midcourt, finds Margaret Dewar to the high post, taken away here by Meg Perry. 3 seconds left. Perry's going to have to toss one up, doesn't get it, and goes flying out of bounds. That's going to do it for the end of the first quarter. Boy, these teams got to get a little rivalry going here. Norwich 16, Unitego 12. We'll be back on CDO.
For honest, dependable, and hassle-free tax preparation, see the trusted professionals at Taxmaster of Afton and Bainbridge. The Taxmaster team offers 65 years combined experience. Taxmaster offers free electronic filing, hassle-free, dependable, and trustworthy. See Taxmaster, 191 Main Street in Afton, or 10 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 639-1725 or 967-3200. Get to Taxmaster and get it over with.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Mason. A proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Norwich 16, Unitego 12 as we start the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Morrisville Women's Assistant Coach here tonight, Ryan Mahana. Coach, your thoughts on an entertaining first quarter?
I'm really impressed the way Norwich is playing the zone, but matching up, finding a body, putting pressure on the perimeter. Again, Unitego's got to make some perimeter shots. They have to at some point. Just one or two to loosen things up, because there's just no room to operate in there at this point. And Norwich is tough. We know it. They're keeping a body on the ball.
Here is Morgan Perry at the top of the key. Tries to go to the high post. And we'll go left wing side now for Alexa Lucia. Skips across the top of the defense for Faulkner. Quick moving here with the ball. Lucia to the high post for Wilsey. A lot of contact there. No call. Refs are really letting it go here at the moment. Unitego holding out to it with 10 on the shot clock. Back to the top of the key. They go Lucia on that left side for three. Left it short. Rebound for Margaret Dewar. Dewar gets tied up. We're going to have a foul on Unitego with 7.5 to go in the second. Norwich leading 16-12.
You really see the versatility of Emily Evans there. I mean, she's playing the middle of the zone, protecting the paint, communicating, defending the high post. Allows them to do that without any size.
So Hess will walk the ball up the floor. That foul was on Maddie Wilsey, her second. To the high post now for Evans. Slings one into the corner for Hansen. And now we'll work one back for Mackenzie Hess. Left wing side for Dewar. Pump fakes. Baseline drive. We'll try to get it to the interior. We'll have a walk, though, on Dewar. Ball back to Unitego. Norwich 16, Unitego 12, early second quarter.
Norwich back to their man pressure.
Unitego in the backcourt now. See how they deal with this pressure this time. They'll work it across midcourt. Nicely done there by the Spartans. They'll flip one into the right wing corner now for Alexa Lucia. Lucia back up top now for Morgan Perry. Perry to the high post for Meg Perry. We'll work one down low for Maddie Wilsey, and she is fouled with 6:57 to go in the second quarter. And, boy, this has been turning into a physical game here, too, as well, Coach.
This calls are a little inconsistent at this point. We've had some that haven't been called. We have some. I can see why the coaches are a little frustrated. Try not to let my coaching come out right now and be neutral.
6:57 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo trying to get the ball in. It's a five count. And Norwich is going to get it back.
Norwich doing the opposite out of bounds, matching up in man instead of showing the zone.
So Evans will look to get it in with 6:55 to go in the second. Norwich 16, Unitigo 12. Pace has slowed down a little bit here to start the second quarter. Now to Dewar on the right wing corner. Back to the top of the key for Mackenzie Hess. Down low, and they look for Hanson, but it was blocked away there by Maddie Wilsey. Unitigo with the loose ball across midcourt. And now to Morgan Perry. Perry with a chest pass to the right wing side for Lucia. And back to Morgan Perry again. Bounce pass for Lucia. They're looking for that outside shot, but they haven't had a clean look at one yet. 15 on the shot clock for the Spartans. They try to go across the defense. It was tipped away there by Dewar. Now back to Lucia again. Fires up from three and got it.
There you go.
Lucia from downtown. First three ball tonight for Unitigo at 16:15. Unitigo works it to the interior, but a traveling violation here on Hanson. Norwich still with a one-point lead. Timeout taken by Unitigo. 6:08 to go in the second. It's Norwich 16, Unitigo 15. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 6:08 to go in the second quarter. We're live in Norwich tonight. It's Norwich 16, Unitigo 15 in this girls' varsity contest, and it's been a slugfest so far. Nate Lowe and Ryan Mahana with you here tonight. Unitigo with the basketball. They're in the green with the white trim. Norwich is in the white with the purple trim. Unitigo with the ball going right to left. That was working across the midcourt timeline with Morgan Perry. Perry to the right side, tried to feed one over in a tight window there for Alexa Lucia, and Hanson knocked it out of bounds.
Going full court pressure man back into 2-3 is just preventing Unitigo from getting in any sort of rhythm.
Morgan Perry with the basketball at the top of the key goes to Faulkner on the left side. Faulkner now to Alexa Lucia. Lucia back across the defense, skip pass, finds Morgan Perry, and she's able to knock it down. Back up the floor here for Sid Coggins. As Unitigo takes the lead here, 17-16, with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Now Margaret Dewar, left side corner for three, in and out, rebound for Wilsey.
Norwich has got it's gone cold here.
Long pass ahead, football-style pass from Morgan Perry to Jenna Faulkner. She's able to track it down. Back to Lucia, works her way back up top. Now to the left side for Morgan Perry. Bounces one into the corner for Meg Perry, who's been quiet after scoring a first couple of buckets of the game. She's got 6 points. 5:15 to go in the second. Unitigo 17, Norwich 16. Pull-up jumper here for Morgan is off the mark, and then it hit that wire that comes down from the ceiling. So out of play and back to Norwich.
It's been a minute since Norwich put it on the board here. We've got to see if they can get anything inside, something easy.
5:05 to go in the second. Unitigo 17, Norwich 16. We're going to have a kick here on Unitigo. That seems to be the theme tonight. And so Norwich will hold on to possession at midcourt.
We knew the easy stuff wasn't going to come around the rim, but they haven't made a perimeter shot in about a half hour here.
Left side of the floor now for Margaret Dewar. Norwich got off to a hot start on the outside. Let's see if they can get it going again with Coggins. Right side for three. No, just off the front of the rim. Evans with a rebound. Keeps the possession alive. Works it into the interior for Mackenzie Hess. Her shot won't go. And a rebound for Meg Perry as she cleans the glass. Numbers for Unitigo. Ahead now for Wilsey. Can't get the left-handed layup. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. Misses, but can't get it again, and pumps it back out. Wilsey with two offensive boards there. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo 17, Norwich 16. Right side for Lucia. They reverse it to the left. A long two-point jumper for Faulkner is in and out. Rebound for Abby Hanson of Norwich. And an outlet pass to Hess. Now for Margaret Dewar, left side. Wants to go all the way to the rim. Puts it up. Scores.
count the basket, and she's going to the line.
And that's the key, pushing in transition, not allowing Untego to get set up. That's really the best bet to score. I mean, Norwich at this point probably given up double-digit offensive rebounds already. When they do secure those defensive rebounds, they got to go. They can't wait.
4:18 to go in the second. Norwich 18 at Unitigo 17. Dewar to the line, looking to complete the three-point play. So Margaret Dewar settles in. Her shot is good. That's the first 3 points of the game there for Margaret Dewar. She was our offensive player of the game on Saturday when Norwich defeated Delhi. 4:18 to go in the second quarter. Norwich 19, Unitigo 17. Wanted to give a shout-out to the Faulkner family. I know Jenna's extended family is listening down in Texas on WCDOsports.com, so a shout-out to the Faulkner family. They are always listeners to all our Unitigo games. We appreciate it. Spartans with the basketball at the high post for Meg Perry. Perry, little spin move to the right side, forces it off the glass. It's good, and she'll go to the line. What a move by Meg.
Tough shot. Tough shot, forcing over two defenders, going left to right across her body.
So Meg Perry now with 8 points. Unitigo's going to go to the bench. McCoy and Musa will come in for Lucia, as well as Maddie Wilsey. And here is Meg Perry to the line with the score tied up at 19. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Perry's shot is in and out. Rebound here for Mackenzie Hess. Probably the shortest guard on the court. Came out of there with that rebound. Right side now for Margaret Dewar, and she is bumped there by Morgan Perry. Team foul situation here in the second quarter. Three now for Unitigo, two for Norwich. That's the first on Morgan Perry. And so Norwich will get it in. Barb Stanton, if you're listening at home, I'm sorry. I haven't been giving you the fouls like I know I should. Sorry about that.
How dare you?
She likes to keep track of those when she's listening. 3:50 to go in the second. Norwich just threw it away. Unitigo's going to get it back tied up at 19 apiece. Right side of the floor now for Faulkner. To the high post for Meg Perry. Turnaround shot, left it short, out of bounds. No, Unitigo was able to save it with Musa. They'll get it back into Meg. Tosses it up, she's fouled. Shot won't go. Back to the line she goes.
Second shots, Nate. Second possessions. I mean, Unitigo's had 2-3 shots at the rim every time down the floor. It's just not going to work long term for Norwich here.
Yeah, between the Perrys, Faulkner on the interior, Wilsey, Musa, they've been all doing a very nice job. Rebounding inside. Unitigo does have good size.
And then there's fouls, and then Unitigo's allowed to set up their pressure off the free throws. It kind of compounds when you don't finish the possession.
Meg's first shot at the line is good. She now has 9 points. Unitigo leads 20-19. Second shot for Meg, in and out. Rebound for Norwich and Cameron Van Houten. Norwich in transition. Here is Mackenzie Hess. Back to the top of the key. Right side now for Maddie Morris. Morris tried to go over the top. It was tipped away there by, guess who, Morgan Perry. Perry's quickly double-teamed, though. Has to work her way out of it. Finds Meg. Tries to pass into the corner. Nobody home, though. And it's going to go back to Norwich. That pressure makes you do funny things.
Yeah, see Ghost, right?
Yeah. Or either she was trying to throw it to us or Jeff here in the corner.
Yeah. I'm never open, so.
Yeah. Jeff Maliner is here tonight if you're a Twitter follower. He's a New York State Takeover, does a lot for girls basketball in New York State. You should check him out. 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor for Maddie Morris, and now for Mackenzie Hess. 15 on the shot clock. Norwich is going to reverse it now to the high post for Van Houten. Turnaround move, she faces the basket. Back out for Hess. Straight away three, no. Off the right side, and a rebound for Unitigo. They're looking to run with McCoy. Bailey McCoy, the freshman, will slow it down, pumps the brakes. 2:45 to go in the second. Unitigo 20, Norwich 19. Thanks for listening online here tonight, too. WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Here's Kylie Musa with a little left-handed floater. No good. We're going to have a whistle underneath. Going to be a foul on Unitigo. And that'll be on Megan Perry.
The Norwich high post players here in their zone offense have to become threats. Because at this point, Unitigo is playing them one-on-one and not sucking in, leaving the shooters. They have to be a threat, whether it's shooting that 15-footer or attacking the rim.
First foul on Meg Perry, her first team's fourth. Unitigo 20, Norwich 19. It was 16-12 at the end of the first quarter, so the scoring has slowed down here in the second frame. Norwich again tries to go to the high post. Morgan Perry denies it, says no. A steal now by Faulkner up the right side of the floor. Pulls it down, and we'll work it here to Morgan Perry. To the high post now for Musa. Down low for Meg Perry through her hands. You don't see that happen often through the all-state goalie's hands, but out of bounds it goes and back to Norwich.
Have a lucky unforced turnover there because that was a layup.
Yeah, they had her in a good spot.
Good ball movement by Unitigo. They've been finding all those little cuts. And so Norwich will get it back with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo girls on the road leading the Purple Tornado 20-19. Left side of the floor for Hansen. Now to Coggins. Maddie Morris right side. Bounce pass to Coggins. To the interior for Van Houten. Back out for Morris for three. In and out. Ball loose on the floor. Morris chasing after it. She was the last one to touch it. Unitigo's going to get it back.
At least on these dead balls, Norwich can set up their pressure, try to generate some offense off their defense.
Yeah, here comes the Norwich press. Megan Perry will find Morgan Perry. They're going to clear out. Morgan will bring it up to midcourt and finds Jenna Faulkner down low, looking for Moosaw through her hands. She somehow saved it, but then lost it out of bounds and back to Norwich. Just a little game of hot potato here for the Spartans.
You got to think as the teams come out for the second half that Norwich is going to have to extend some of that pressure.
Sid Coggins now with the basketball for Norwich. Left side to the interior for Emily Evans. Tries to go to the rim. It was partially blocked. Meg Perry was there. Outlet pass for Morgan Perry. As we come up on 90 seconds to go before halftime, we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Left side, Meg Perry, turnaround shot in the lane. Looked like it was going to be good. Missed it to the left, out of bounds, back to Norwich. Minute 23 to go, second quarter.
Unitigo getting good looks, not executing.
Do you think it's just cold shooting here for both teams, second quarter, or adjustments?
It feels a little bit like Unitico's rushing. There's no shot blocker down there. They don't need to be in such a hurry to be hot potato with it. Gather, go up strong. You know, they're about 4 or 5 inches taller than the next Norwich player.
Minute 20 to go, second quarter. Unitigo by a point, 20-19. Dewar goes back to Hess, top of the key, to the right side for Coggins. Down low for Hansen. Couldn't get the right-handed layup. Gets her own rebound. Back out. Hess straightaway three. Got it. Mackenzie Hess from downtown. And a timeout's taken by Norwich. We're going to step away with a 1:08 to go in the second quarter. It's Norwich 22, Unitigo 20. We'll be back on CDO.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Norwich 22, Unitigo 20, with a minute and 8 seconds to go here before the halftime break. Nate Lull, Ryan Mahana with you. Norwich takes that timeout. Coach, we'll see what they draw up here to try to get some more pressure. A little 1-2-2, maybe?
Yeah, we'll see if they trap the initial pass here, which they haven't done yet today.
They don't do it this time, and they'll back off. Now looking to trap a little bit here. Megan Perry gets tripped up at midcourt, bounces back up. Norwich coming to trap right in front of the scorer's table. They get a steal. There it is. Hansen pumps one ahead for Emily Evans. She's going to take it inside. She's fouled and gets the bucket to go. Emily Evans, her first basket. She's going to have a chance for a three-point play, and that timeout pays off for Norwich.
I was just going to say, great timeout. They finally hit a three, get a lead, and were able to set up that staggered pressure, which they really baited them into that half-court trap, you know, the coffin corner, as we like to say.
Yeah, that was a tough spot to be in. Evans at the line, three-point play is good. So Evans now with three. Norwich jumps out to a five-point lead, 25-20. That feels like a big lead in this tight of a game. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. Now another steal here by Evans. Feeds one ahead for Coggins, but Evans just shuffled her feet. Unlucky there for the Purple Tornado. 45 seconds to go before the half. The pressure coming in waves now here from the Purple Tornado. Unitigo desperately trying to handle it right here before the halftime break. They'll get it into Morgan Perry in the backcourt. Everybody clears out. Perry now to midcourt. Zips one through, finds Bailey McCoy. She lost it for a split second. Now is able to kick it back out for Faulkner. To the high post for Perry. Pull-up jumper, no. Rebound loose. Evans is able to track it down. Evans ahead now to Abby Hansen with 25 seconds to go. Left side here for Coggins. Wants to take it to the interior. Back out. Hess for three. Bang! Mackenzie Hess from downtown. Norwich 28, Unitigo 20. 15 seconds left. What a dagger here late in the second quarter. Spartans trying to get a bucket with 10 seconds to go. They go right side for McCoy. McCoy back across for Faulkner. Into the paint, lowers the shoulder, tries a little floater, no good. Rebound, a shot at the buzzer by Coggins, is off the mark.
That'll do it. First half in the books. Norwich 28, Unitego 20. Coach, your thoughts real quick. Anything before we go to break?
Threes.
Wow. Yeah.
Threes. I mean, you could argue that Norwich didn't have as good of an offensive half. They didn't get as good of looks, but they executed and made threes in the 8-point lead.
So our halftime score, Norwich 28, Unitego 20. We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Mirabito, serving the community since 1927. Again at the half, Norwich 28, Unitego 20. For Ryan Mahana, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Mirabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabito, where our people make energy different.
At Mirabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score, Norwich girls leading Unitego 28-20. We'll get you the scoring summary in just a minute, but I'm joined here tonight on the broadcast by Morrisville women's assistant coach Ryan Mahana. Coach, a little different game than we saw on Saturday. This is a tight ball game throughout. It's been gritty. It's been scrappy. It's been a war. It's been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, the one consistent thing that we saw on Saturday, regardless of the opponent, is that Norwich trusts their shooters, right? They go 1 for 12, 0 for 15. They're still going to shoot quality threes. Same thing here. They started out a little cold. They're getting good quality looks. All of a sudden, they make a couple, get a steal, get an and one, and it's an 8-point lead.
We saw that the other day. Norwich, boy, they probably went 0 for 8 against Delhi to start that game. But they just kept going. They just kept firing, got inside, hit some twos, maybe started to get in the rhythm, and then it really started to open up for them. And, yeah, tonight just had that confidence. But, boy, the last minute of the second quarter. I mean, Unitego was ahead at one point, 20-19. Norwich hits that shot. They call a timeout and just kind of a little momentum swing with that turnover there.
Yeah, the threes can turn it around really quick. You know, especially in a game where scoring's hard to come by, two or three threes in a row, 10-point lead, that feels like 20. Unitego has better shots at the rim. They need to slow down. There's no one out here blocking shots. There's no one out here really pressuring the passers, yet they're rushing, they're shooting jumpers when they should probably ball fake attack, they're fading away. It's just not necessary. I think if they settle down, gather, go strong. You know, I know they like having Morgan Perry up top as a passer. She can see over the top of the zone, but she's not really a three-point shooting threat at this point, and I really do think having her and her sister high-low, it may be their best scoring option at this point.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of options they pick up for the second half. You talked about it before, those adjustments. Who's going to make those adjustments? Two great legendary coaches in the area. Be interested to see what they draw up for the second half here.
And if Unitego can't get stops and pressure, they're really starting to kind of fall apart on the wings defensively. They have to get back to their zone pressure and get Norwich out of rhythm, because Norwich got a really nice rhythm those last 2-3 minutes.
Here's our scoring summary for the first half. First for Unitego, Alexa Lucia, 3 points. Maddie Wilsey with 4. Megan Perry leads the way with 9, and Morgan Perry with 4. Other side for Norwich, Mackenzie Hess with 8, Sydney Coggins with 6, Abby Hansen with 5, and then 3 apiece for Maddie Morris, Emily Evans, and Margaret Dewar. So, Norwich came out, they hit those threes right in the beginning, kind of went cold for a while, but boy, Hess with those two daggers, those two big threes right at the end of the second quarter, that was really big for Norwich. So, again, our halftime score, Norwich 28, Unitego 20 here in Norwich tonight. We are going to have a full week ahead of basketball. It's just, if you want to mark this down, tomorrow night I'll be in Afton for a doubleheader. The boys are hosting Unadilla Valley at 5 o'clock. The girls hosting UV at 6:30. On Thursday, we'll be in Sydney as the Franklin girls and boys are in town. So we'll be doing another doubleheader. Franklin at Sydney girls, 5:30. This is on Thursday. And then Franklin at Sydney boys at 7. Friday night, I'll be up in Cooperstown. Delhi boys are at Coop at 7 o'clock. And there's games on Saturday. I just haven't made up my mind yet, so we'll see what we have on Saturday as well. But we're going to take one last quick break. Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Halftime score, Norwich girls leading Unitego 28-20. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the third quarter. Norwich girls leading Unitigo 28-20. Nate Lull and Morrisville women's assistant coach Ryan Mahana with you. Coach, we were just saying off the air, these first couple of minutes going to be huge in this third quarter to set the tone.
Yeah, Unitigo's got to make a little push here. With three-point shooter Norwich, a couple bad possessions, the game get away from you real quick.
So we will see what happens, what adjustments come from the halftime chat with Norwich and with Unitigo. Coach Z, of course, been doing it a long, long time. Coach Bennett has had a ton of success in Norwich. Let's see what happens.
Unitigo comes out in the 1-3-1 instead of the 2-3.
Norwich now going right to left. They come into the right wing corner, left wing corner. A shot there for Hansen is no good. Rebound for Norwich. Evans to the outside for a long three there from Coggins. No good. We're going to have a whistle on the inside. Going to be a foul on Norwich with 7:40 to go here in the third. I think it's going to be on Evans down low. Yes, her second, team's first.
If they're going to play that 1-3-1, they got to watch out for those corner shooters. Those are two great looks for Norwich there.
Yeah, between Coggins and Hansen, they've hit some threes already from the corners. Unitigo will have to be aware. Here comes the pressure. Evans and Coggins are just hounding Morgan Perry. She's able to beat it long, though. Passes ahead and a jumper by Maddie Wilsey. That does the trick, and she hits it. Makes it 28-22. Norwich quickly in transition. Here's Hess. She's fouled on the floor. She did the shot. Coach Bennett wants it to count, but it won't.
Yeah, those are the one of those fouls where you don't want it, right? You're in a layup.
Norwich 28, Unitigo 22.
Norwich is going to push it right back at you if you score. You have to get back on D.
Alexa Lucia with that foul. Her second, team's second. Or no, team's first, excuse me. Norwich with the basketball. Coggins right side for three. Got it. Sit from downtown. 9 points on 3-3.
Unitigo again playing 2-3 out of bounds. Great little set for three.
Unitigo trailing 31-22. We're going to have a carry here on Morgan Perry. And Norwich is going to get it back.
That was a beautiful set out of bounds there. The most dangerous player is the person who passed it in, right?
Yeah, and they found her wide open. Coggins to the left side. Goes now for Hansen in the left wing corner. Back out. Coggins wants another three. Got it, Coggins.
And here's that run we were talking about, Nate.
Norwich pumping up this lead. I'm going to have to tell you what it is in a moment. They put it on the wrong side on the scoreboard. So 6:50 to go here in the third. We'll see if they correct that. Evans with a steal. Back ahead now for Margaret Dewar. Dewar in transition. Finds Mackenzie Hess, and she's fouled, but couldn't get the shot to go. And Hess will be heading to the line here to shoot two. What did they call it? Travel?
Called the travel. Not sure. Ooh. I thought I had a good angle, but, you know.
Yeah.
Not here to question.
I thought she got it on the arm instead of the travel. 6:40 to go in the third quarter here. Norwich is ahead. We're going to get you that score. They haven't updated the scoreboard yet here. Wilsey has it down low. The shot off the glass is good for Wilsey. She puts it up and in. Now Coggins is going to take it to the rim, right-hand side, and she is fouled. And we'll go to the line, and it looks like they have the scoreboard fixed here.
That's three possessions in a row where Unitego scored, didn't hustle back defensively, and Norwich ran it right up the sideline.
And just so quick in transition. So our score, Norwich 34, Unitego 22, 6:25 to go in the third. I would have helped you there, folks, but you don't like my math skills, so... Coggins, first one at the line is good.
I would have just confused you even further.
Coggins' first one is good. She's got 13. Norwich leads 35-22. I'd still be trying to figure it out. Coggins' second shot in and out. McPerry skying for a rebound. Faulkner back up the floor. Again, Norwich 35, Unitego 22. The pressure at midcourt is handled this time by the Spartans. Here is Morgan Perry. Dumps one down low. A little turnaround shot by Kylie Moussaw is out of bounds, and it'll stay with Unitego. Last touch by Norwich. 6:15 to go in the third. Norwich 35, Unitego 22. Spartans will look to get it in, and they do. And now a traveling violation by Meg Perry will give it back to Norwich.
Norwich showed zone out of bounds that possession. So, again, just keeping them out of rhythm. Keeping them out of the room. That's one of the keys defensively, especially if you're giving up some size. It's just to keep them out of rhythm. Show them different looks each possession.
Timeout taken by Unitego. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 6:13 to go in the third. Norwich girls lead 35-22 here on CDO.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Yes, they have changed it on the board. Norwich 35, Unitego 24. I just got six text messages on that, so don't worry, folks. We're on it. 6:13 to go here in the third.
The people will let you know, Dave, what the score is.
They will let me know.
We don't need to figure it out.
I've become an expert this year on links for games. Video, all things I don't have any control over.
even with the delay, they figured it out before we did.
Yeah, so 6:13 to go here in the third. Norwich 35, Unitego 24, and we are back underway. No, seriously, I'm glad to help. I'm glad people like to reach out for info, because if I'm here, I'll try to do my best to rectify the situation. Ball out of bounds. Margaret Dewar just couldn't hold on. Good pressure there by Faulkner of Unitego. Back to Unitego it goes.
It's like the PGA rule checkers that can call in.
Right. Yeah, the folks are very good, especially about the scoreboard. They know when it's wrong. Up the right side of the floor, Morgan Perry picked up her dribble in a tough spot, but Meg was there to bail her out. They go left side for Lucia. Lucia now comes back to Morgan Perry at the top of the key with 5:50 to go in the third. Norwich 35, Unitego 24. Left side for Faulkner, to the high post for Perry. Down low for Moussaw, turnaround shot. Oh, just wouldn't go. Did everything but finish. Out of bounds, it's going to go back to the Purple Tornado. Did everything right there. They got it to the interior. Good shot by Moussaw. Good look. Just wouldn't fall. Hansen across midcourt. Norwich in the white with the purple trim. Unitego in the green with the white trim. And Dewar just lost that one out of bounds. But it was last touch by Lucia. Just slipped out of Dewar's hands there.
I think Lucia accidentally touched it, too.
5.5 to go in the third. Norwich girls came out hot to start this third quarter. See if they can continue. Here's Sid Coggins to the interior for Hansen. The jumper in and out. Rebound, Meg Perry. She's been a beast on the glass tonight. And ahead now for Morgan. Morgan across midcourt. Left side for Lucia. Back to Morgan Perry. Top of the key. Perry looking for options. 15 on the shot clock coming up for Unitego. Left side, Lucia. High post for Meg Perry. Wants to take it inside off the glass. Won't go. Emily Evans, a rebound. Gets tied up. And we're going to have a jump ball, I think. Or no, it's going to be a foul here on Moussaw.
I didn't see her anywhere near the play.
I was going to say, it looks like 11, but it's not the jump ball, so I don't know. So poor Kylie on that one as she gets her first foul, team's third. Now a steal by Faulkner. It works out for Unitego. Ahead now for Morgan Perry. Stutter step, takes it down low. Going to be a block here on Abby Hansen. Didn't quite have her feet set. So Morgan Perry will be headed to the line for Unitego. They trail 35-24.
Unitego turning some turnovers at this point to offense, which they desperately need.
4:53 to go in the third. And Morgan Perry's first shot at the line is good. So Morgan now with 5 points. Unitigo trying to keep, if you can keep it around 10, what do you think, Coach? It keeps you in striking distance.
You almost have to with this Norwich team because 10 turns to 20 awfully quick.
Perry now, Morgan that is with 6, and it's Norwich 35, Unitigo 26 with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Ball at midcourt kicked there once again by the feet of Morgan Perry.
More soccer skills being showed off.
Definitely all 5 players for Unitigo on the court right now are part of their very good soccer program. Maybe we'll be seeing them over the next couple of weeks. Hard to believe that we're going to be going from basketball to soccer season. Usually it's the other way around. Ball knocked out of bounds, again, by Norwich, by Unitigo, so Norwich will hold on. 4:40 to go in the third. Hansen to the high post, goes back to Hess. Hess to Coggins, who is splitting in, tries to go to Hansen in the corner, taken away by Alexa Lucia. Faulkner in the backcourt. Now to Lucia, 4:25 to go in the third. Norwich 35, Unitigo 26. They try to throw over the top, and they do to Morgan Perry. Perry finds Megan. Morgan to Megan in the paint, she scores. And Meg's into double figures with 11. Makes it 35-28.
Unitigo hanging around, scrapping. That's what they need to do for the rest of the way out here.
Norwich going right to left here as Hess on the right wing side splits a double team into the corner for Dewar. Dewar with a bounce pass back to Hess. They'll feed one far side to Coggins in the corner. Defense collapsing nicely. Norwich trying to keep them moving. Dewar on the baseline. Stops, little up and under off the glass. What a move there by Dewar, and she finishes.
Great step to remove.
Dewar now with 5, and Norwich leads 37-28. 3:45 to go in the third. Morgan Perry in the backcourt. Wants to dribble to the far side and does. Gets across the midcourt timeline. Perry in the paint. Dishes it off. Finds Moosaw. Little up and under move. Good for Kylie Moosaw. Her first bucket of the contest makes it 37-30. Unitigo hanging around with 3:25 to go in the third. Coggins, left side corner for 3. Got it. Sid the kid from downtown. She's got 16. Timeout Norwich with 3:20 to go in the third. Norwich girls lead by 10, 40-30 in the third quarter on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:20 to go in the third, Norwich 40, Unitigo 30, Nate Lowell, Coach Ryan Mahana with you tonight on CDO, and Coach, Unitigo finding ways to hang around, but boy, Sid Coggins has just been deadly from downtown for Norwich.
Second you think you have a little momentum, she finds a way. She really is a momentum killer as an offensive player. And I love that Norwich calls these strategic timeouts after a made three to set up the pressure. It's really effective strategy, especially at the high school level.
So Coggins has been deadly from downtown. 5 threes for Coggins of Norwich. 3:15 to go here in the third. Norwich leading 40-30. Unitigo breaks the pressure. Morgan Perry's done a good job with that here tonight. Now they just got to reward her with some points on the other end if they can. They go to the interior now for Megan Perry. Turn around, shot swirled around the bowl, wouldn't go down. Faulkner with a rebound, but had it taken away there by Evans. And then Faulkner, out of frustration, kind of wrapped her up and gets the foul.
Both teams playing hard. Good clean foul.
So 3 minutes to go in the third. Norwich 40, Unitigo 30. And so Evans will be doing the inbounding for Mackenzie Hess. Hess gets across the midcourt timeline. Goes to Maddie Morris, and now to Coggins. Right back to Morris. On the baseline, takes it to the interior, swatted out of bounds by Meg Perry. Good block.
Megan Perry protecting the rim. I love these high school coaches. They get away with so much more than we do. We can't say anything to our officials.
You were saying in college, coaches, just, they don't do this.
Yeah.
Well, these high school coaches, that you're right. They do get to talk a little bit.
So much fun.
Here is Evans at the top of the key. Now they go to Margaret Dewar. To Coggins on the left side. Another three for Coggins. In and out. Good hand in the face there by Moosaw. Made it tough from Unitigo. Home run pass ahead. Great pass from Morgan Perry ahead for McCoy. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound for Coggins. Somehow McCoy was able to get it back. Works it back up to Morgan Perry with 2:20 to go in the third. Unitigo, this is kind of a key possession here. If they could get a bucket here late in this third with 2:15 to go. McCoy left side. Tries to go to the high post. Stolen away by Norwich. Here's Matty Morris. Morris at midcourt gets stuck in a tough spot. Coggins is able to bail her out. Finds Hess on the right side for three. Too strong off the back of the iron. Ball loose on the floor. Evans and Faulkner again tied up. We're going to have a jump ball going back to Unitigo with 2 minutes to go.
Emily Evans made that jump ball appear out of nowhere.
Just scrapped for it. I mean, she's not afraid to just dive headfirst into something. It's pretty remarkable.
Broken hand and all.
Yeah, she's got her hand all taped up. She's been playing with a hand injury. Pretty amazing. And now Unitigo tried to beat the press, and Evans got back just in time to punch it out of bounds with a 1:50 to go here in the third. Dewar to the bench and Hansen back in for Norwich.
Unitigo just can't get over the hump here. Every time it looks like they're going a little mini run, they can't break that 10-point threshold.
Unitigo looks to get it in, and they will find Morgan Perry at the top of the arc here. We'll go to Bailey McCoy, but it was kicked there by Mackenzie Hess with a minute 45 to go in the third. I meant to tell you, Coach, last night Sylvia Little did play for Delhi at 22 points.
I saw that. Walking boot right into a double-double.
I was thinking about her because we were here on Saturday, and she was in that walking boot. Good win for Delhi over Walton last night. Pull-up jumper there for Meg Perry. Out of bounds, no good. It's going to go back to Norwich.
Unitigo's got to string together a couple stops here. Just hold down the fort, get to the fourth quarter, keeping them within that 10-point attacking range.
90 seconds to go, third quarter. Norwich 40, Unitigo 30. Hess across midcourt, bounce pass to the right side for Maddie Morris. Now back to Hess, to the high post for Evans. A little step through. Oh, she took that extra pass. She probably could have shot. Out of bounds it goes.
Yeah, I was going to say, love to see her go up with that there. She's wide open, has the ability.
Minute 20 to go in the third. Norwich 40, Unitigo 30. Spartans trying to chip away. Here is Morgan Perry in the backcourt. Perry to the left side, trying to get across the midcourt timeline. Now across now for Faulkner. And she could have shot there, too, and tried the extra pass that was tipped away. Unlucky for Jenna. And back across midcourt for Mackenzie Hess. Her shot is an air ball. Hansen trying to save it, but it was last touched there by Meg Perry, who was hustling in on that play as well.
The last two Norwich defense possessions, the basket was wide open. They just couldn't take advantage.
Hess will be doing the inbounding on the baseline. Works it in, finds Hansen. She slipped for a second. Holds on to it. Back to Hess in the corner for three. Knuckleball hit the side of the rim. Rebound Unitigo. 50 seconds to go in the third. McCoy down the left wing side. Oh, just couldn't hold on to it. Little hot potato again. Norwich gets it back. Coggins across midcourt with 40 seconds to go. Third quarter for Maddie Morris for three. Hits it.
That's a backbreaker.
Maddie Morris with 6 points on 2 threes. 30 seconds to go in the third. Norwich leads 43-30. And here is Morgan Perry. Up the floor now for Faulkner into the corner for McCoy. Back to Faulkner. Slipped through her hands. She'll float one back to Morgan Perry with 15 on the shot clock. Pull-up jumper is good for Morgan. She's got eight. Makes it 43-32, 10 seconds left. Coggins goes back to Maddie Morris. Tried to work one across, and it was kicked out of there. And came right over to the broadcast table. Good save there, Coach.
You see, I saved our entire
team up there. Boy, ball came in. I was trying to get the ball.
You're worried about the ball. I'm worried about the attack.
Yeah, our unit almost went off the table. It's happened before. I've had a player dive headfirst right across the table, and somehow we stayed on the air, so we're good at that. 2 seconds left here. Can Norwich get a shot at the buzzer? No, it's too late. Three quarters in the books. Norwich girls lead Unitigo 43-32. We'll be back here for the fourth quarter on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So we'll start the fourth quarter, Norwich 43, Unitego 32. And I'm going to say something here right on the air. Rich, some people on the feed might be a problem with the Facebook feed. I just wanted to let you know. There you go, folks. If you're having a problem with the Facebook feed, we're trying to help you. As Athletic Director Rich Turnbull was right here. So try to get you some answers.
Looking out for the people. The most important thing here.
Want to give a shout out on Twitter. Piper Seaman reached out to us, Coach, and said, "Love listening to this duo." So,
yeah, only Hamilton alums are you know, say smart things like that.
So, start of the fourth quarter, Norwich 43, Unitego 32. Maddie Morris to the left wing side, off the front of the rim. It's no good. Quickly back up the floor. Good job by Unitego in transition, but Wilsey could not get the right handed layup to go down. Good look there from Morgan Perry to Wilsey. She just couldn't finish. Here is Morris, splits in transition, ball out of bounds, going to stay with Norwich. 7.5 to go in the fourth, Norwich 43, Unitego 32.
That sequence kind of summarized Unitego's night so far. Gets the stop, pushes it up, wide open layup, get it under 10, just can't quite finish.
Man, that ball just hung up there for quite a long time. Norwich again runs that inbounds play, and they have a good look in the corner for Mackenzie Hess. It just wouldn't go down. Dewar with the rebound. She puts it up, and she's fouled, I believe, by Meg Perry with 7:23 to go in the fourth. Again, Norwich girls leading 43-32. And so this will send Dewar to the line. And it'll be the second on Meg. Evans comes back in. Van Houten to the bench for Norwich. So Dewar will settle in. First shot for Dewar, left it a little short. She had 10 points in the win over Delhi the other night. So far tonight, Margaret with 5 points. Thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com as well. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Second shot for Dewar is up and good. Nothing but net. So Norwich 44, Unitego 32. Spartans trying to claw their way back into this one. They're going to have to deal with this Norwich pressure the rest of the way. Morgan Perry up the right side. We'll feed one across for Faulkner. Now to the top of the key. Again for Morgan. Splits. Jumper from the right elbow. Left it a little short. Rebound here for Flanagan of Norwich. And an outlet pass to Sarah Davis. Some of the subs getting in here in the fourth quarter for head coach Josh Bennett. Down low for Hansen. They'll reverse it to Dewar in the left wing corner. Dewar off the back of the iron. Looked like it was going to be a little hard there. And it wouldn't go. Unitego with a rebound, and Alexa Lucia is fouled in the backcourt here by Devin Flanagan.
As a part of their offensive rebounding tactics, they stay right into the trap. When Norwich misses, you have to be ready for pressure. They're going to pressure your defensive rebounds every time.
6:50 to go in the fourth. Yeah, just constant pressure from this Norwich team. And it has to get frustrating and annoying for the other team's guards. It really does, because they're just always all over you. Perry with a good pass there. They were looking for Wilsey again. She just couldn't hold on, and the ball rolls out of bounds. Another tough break there for the Spartans.
Norwich is daring them to score over the top. It's literally the third 2-on-0 they've had that they just kind of blew.
6:35 to go in the fourth. Norwich 44, Unitego 32. Norwich with a three from the left side. This one for Flanagan, no good. Meg Perry skies for the rebound, ripped it down. Outlet pass ahead for Morgan. Morgan Perry in transition, the kiss off the glass, it's good for Morgan, and she's fired up. So Meg now with 11, and Morgan Perry with 10, Maddie Wilsey with 8 for Unitego.
That's probably the first decisive drive we've seen from Unitego this quarter, just making a decision to attack under control.
So Morgan's first shot, the foul shot, off the mark, no good, but Faulkner was there to clean it up, put it up and in. Nice job there by Faulkner. Her first bucket of the game. Coach Z takes timeout. Unitego's right back in this. We'll keep it here. Norwich 44, Unitego 36. 6:23 to go in the fourth. And Coach, Unitego has life all of a sudden.
4-point play. And now I would imagine Coach Z's going to set up a little pressure here from the full court. What would be interesting to see is which team can kind of clean up glass. Both teams are giving up multiple possessions every time down the floor. With a lead, Norwich can afford it, but that won't last forever.
6:23 to go in the fourth. Again, thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDL. Norwich girls on top. I'm Nate Lull alongside Morrisville women's basketball assistant coach Ryan Mahana. And this has been a good one here tonight, one of the best games we've seen in this shortened season, which will be pretty much over on Saturday of this week. A couple of teams will play into next week. But, yeah, our shortened season, just when I feel like I'm getting in the rhythm, it's all over and we'll be on to soccer and field hockey and football. Hard to believe.
Spring football.
Spring football. Never thought I'd see that. But
shout out to all those football teams practicing in, 14 degrees today?
Yeah, they saw some things on TV. The Binghamton schools were out. They had the turf shoveled off. They were out there in their sweats. And, well, we'll be out there in a few weeks covering them. So I've enjoyed being nice and warm inside at some of these games.
That's the reason my parents didn't want me to play outdoor sports.
6:15 to go in the fourth. Out of the timeout, we're back underway. Norwich 44, Unitego 36. Norwich with the basketball. Trying to steal that momentum back here. Here's Hansen in the paint. Goes up and was knocked away by Meg Perry.
Good no call.
Perry down the floor, left side for Faulkner, and they'll say she traveled. And just, we've said it a few times, just when Unitego gets that momentum, they give it back.
Norwich came out with a little dribble handoff weave action that got him a great angle to the rim, but Meg Perry stonewalled it.
6 minutes to go in the fourth. Still a lot of time at anybody's ball game. As Unitego tries to chip back in here, it's Norwich 44, Unitego 36. Hess across midcourt to the right side for Hansen. Steps back for three, left it short. Evans a rebound, muscles it up but couldn't finish on the left side. Ball is loose now. We're going to have a jump ball, and the possession arrow will give it back to Unitego. And boy, bodies flying on the interior.
It's tough when you're trying to pressure Norwich. They have so much ball handling. You know, when you're behind and you're trying to turn them over, they break it so easily. All five girls can handle and are under control. Both teams have done a really good job against the pressure. It's the little things.
Yeah, we talked about in the pregame how would each team handle the other team's press. Usually a signature for both these teams. Morgan Perry's done a very good job against the Norwich pressure. And Unitego now at the top of the key. They go left side for Lucia. Back to Morgan straight away, 15 on the shot clock. They go to Faulkner right side. Home run pass, far side for Lucia for three. No good. Rebound for Dewar underneath for Norwich with 5:15 to go in the fourth. Norwich 44, Unitego 36. Purple tornado ahead. Now back to the left side for Dewar. Into the paint, dishes one off, and Evans down low finishes, and a great dish there from Dewar.
Norwich doing a great job, as always, getting the ball into the paint.
Norwich 46, Unitego 36. We've got a foul on Norwich in the backcourt. I think it's going to be on Hansen with 5 minutes to go. Yes, it is, a push. Here's our team foul situation. Since in the girls' game now you get to five, you're shooting. Norwich with three, Unitego with one. Those are our team fouls.
For his physical to spin, the foul count's pretty low.
Morgan Perry in the backcourt will look to get it across. And now to the high post for Meg Perry. Perry, pull-up jumper, got it.
Great decisive move.
Good shot there from Meg. She's got 13 at 46-38, with 4:45 to go in the fourth. Coggins now to Mackenzie Hess, who had 8 points at halftime. She still has eight now, as they might look to get her a little bit more involved here in the last couple of minutes. She's had some good looks, just hasn't scored. Hess comes off a screen. That's the beauty of this Norwich team. Anybody can score at any time. Interior, Dewar again to Evans, and she finishes.
Same exact action. Norwich going to their ball screen continuity, get to the nail, dump off, layup.
Norwich 48, Unitego 38, with 4:15 to go in the fourth. Can the Spartans answer? They go to Lucia, left side. Now to Morgan Perry, top of the key. Bounce pass kicked there by Hess. Stays with Unitego.
That window's closing for Unitego. They got to get some stops. They have to string together a couple possessions of stops here.
Spartans will be doing the inbounding with Faulkner. She'll look to get it into Morgan Perry. Every possession pretty big now for Unitego. They go to Meg, down low for Maddie Wilsey. Turn around, hit the back of the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound loose, and somehow Norwich comes out of the pile with it. And ahead for Mackenzie Hess across midcourt. Hess looking to set up the offense. Norwich taking their time now with 3:45 to go. They go to Dewar left side. Pump fakes again. Down low. The kiss off the glass. Rolls it in. Good job by Dewar. She's got eight.
Norwich, same thing as Saturday. Late in the game, they like to go to that spread ball screen. It's really hard to defend.
Norwich 50. Unitego 38. Right side of the floor for Perry. Now to Alexa Lucia. Lucia, oh, it's stolen away. She tried to skip the zone. And this one is taken by Dewar to the rim. Good for Margaret Dewar. She's got 10. Dewar's kind of putting on a clinic here the last few minutes.
Surprised we haven't seen a timeout here, Nate.
Norwich 52, Unitico 38. Spartans are just going to roll with it with 3:10 to go here in the fourth. Right side of the floor now for Jenna Faulkner. Now back to Perry. Lucia on the left side. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock. Unitico continues to work it around. They go to Meg Perry at the high post through her hands. Stolen away by Mackenzie Hess in transition. No good. Coggins the rebound. Back out for Hansen. The jumper is good for Hansen. She's got 7, and it's 54-38. And Norwich is starting to pull away with 2:45 to go. Unitico to the top of the key. Now for Morgan Perry to Lucia on the left side. They continue to work it around. Back to Lucia. Unitigo's going to need some shots from downtown here. Morgan's going to step in for a three. She got it.
Needed that one.
That's a big shot for Morgan Perry. She's got 13. Timeout taken. 2:25 to go. It's Norwich 54, Unitigo 41. We'll be back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, Matt's Auto of Otigo. 988-9264.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. I just wanted to throw this out there as I'm starting to get some scores coming in on my phone here tonight. Unadilla Valley boys won over Afton tonight, and Coach Osborne gets win number 200. Congratulations to him, Coach Matt Osborne. Been doing a long time over there at UV. Had him on the Nate Law podcast. You can go back and listen to that sometime if you have time. In the meantime, we're back here. 2:20 to go in this fourth quarter. Norwich 54, Unitigo 41. A steal out of the timeout by Unitigo. Ball kicked. We'll stay with Unitigo. So, Coach, what did they set up in the timeout to try to get back into this?
They showed him a little three-quarter pressure. I'd love to see Morgan just go to the rim there. And she's so unselfish, but with a 13-point lead late here, she's just got to take to the hoop there.
Unitigo will look to get it in with Lucia. Back to the right side for Wilsey. And now we will have...
I don't think I've seen more kicks in a basketball game. I don't know what my personal record is, but this is close.
It's got to be up there. Well, two teams that have soccer girls.
I guess so.
I mean, Sid Coggins will be playing at the next level. And, yeah, both teams love soccer. Missed shot here by Unitigo. Rebound for Norwich with 2 minutes to go. Here is Coggins, right side of the floor. Takes it to the interior. Now zips one over for Dewar. Back to the top of the key for Hansen. Now to Mackenzie Hess. Norwich is content to work it around here. 15 on the shot clock. They'll go to the right side for Hess with a 1:40 to go in the fourth. Coggins, left side. Out for Dewar. Dewar for Evans. 5 on the shot clock. Evans through traffic. Got the shot off, but it was short. And a head now for Unitigo. Desperately needing a bucket on this possession with 1:30 to go.
They got to go here.
Coach D barking out that they got to get moving. Faulkner to the high post now for Perry. In the paint, takes it to the rim. She's fouled. And Meg will go to the line. With 1:20 to go, Norwich leads 54-41. Stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up in just a few minutes. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Our sponsors are Echo Brands of Sydney, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and NBT Bank. Meg Perry to the line for Unitigo. First shot is short. Meg and Morgan with 13 points apiece here tonight to lead the way for the Spartans. And second shot coming here for Megan Perry at the line. Again, joined at the 1,000 Career Point Club late last week, and she gets this one to roll in. She's got 14. 54-42. With 1:17 to go in the fourth quarter, we got a foul at midcourt as Dewar got knocked into by Maddie Wilsey there. So 1:17 to go here in the fourth.
One of the problems about not fouling is when you get in these situations, you have 2 minutes to give. They're trying to get the clock to stop, get the ball back.
I was going to say they're going to need a couple more to put Unitigo on the line. Here's Mackenzie Hess on the baseline. It was taken away here by Faulkner. She read that beautifully. A steal and a head now for Faulkner. Wants to take it to the rim. It won't go down. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay with Unitigo. That has kind of been the summary of their night. Good looks that just would not fall.
Unitigo just can't finish at the rim tonight. It's one of those nights.
54-42 here. Norwich over Unitigo. Unitigo will get it in. Down low for Meg Perry. Shot there, wouldn't go, and the pull-up jumper for Wilsey is good. Got the rebound, finished it, and she was fouled. Wilsey with 10. It's 54-44 with a minute to go in the fourth.
Norwich has so many ball handlers that even trying to foul them, they're escaping left and right. Hopefully they can get either a quick steal or a foul here. They don't have much time to waste.
Wilsey with a good job, makes the foul shot, makes it 54-45. 55 seconds left. Hess is in the backcourt. Hess along the sideline, lofts one up for Hansen. Hansen works one across for Emily Evans, now to Dewar. Boy, I thought Evans was going to pull the trigger there for a minute.
It looks like Unitego's kind of packing it in here.
Inside, great feeds from Mackenzie Hess, finding Emily Evans, and she's able to finish. Makes it 56-45. 40 seconds left. Unitego keeping going here. Lucia on the left wing side. Down low on the baseline, finds Meg Perry to the interior. Gets the shot to go. And she's going to go to the line. So Meg Perry now with 16, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
The last defense possession, Unitego did not look to extend the game. So we'll be interested to see here, now that they got it under 10, they at least try to give one look at it with a steal, a quick foul.
So Perry to the line. And Meg's shot is up and good. So she has 17. That is a game high. Sid Coggins with 16 for Norwich. Meg Perry with 17 for Unitego. 28 seconds to go. It's Norwich 56, Unitego 48. And Norwich will get it in. Here is Mackenzie Hess. Gets it away to Hansen. Hansen at midcourt now finds Hess. 20 seconds left. Unitego still is not fouled. Hess feeds one through to Van Houten. They'll block it. Unitego gets it back. 15 seconds to go. They trail 56-48. Now to Maddie Wilsey in the paint. Jumper won't go. Ball loose. Rolls out of bounds. Going to go to Norwich. With 6 seconds left, it's Norwich 56, Unitego 48. So in this battle of the juggernauts here tonight, Norwich is going to come away with the victory. They'll get the ball into Mackenzie Hess, and that's going to do it. Norwich 56, Unitego 48. It was a good one. We'll be back with our final thoughts and our post-game show. Again, Norwich girls defeat Unitego 56-48. Post-game show and awards coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time inside Norwich High School. Our final score tonight, the Norwich girls defeat Unitego 56-48. And let's go through the final scoring summary here. First for Norwich, as they are the winners tonight, 16 points for Sid Coggins, 10 for Margaret Dewar, 9 for Emily Evans, 8 for Mackenzie Hess, 7 for Abby Hansen, 6 for Maddie Morris. Coach, there's that balance as always.
Yeah, that seems to be their trademark, right?
Mm-hmm. Unitego on the other side are led by 17 points. It's a game high from Megan Perry, 13 from Morgan Perry, 11 from Maddie Wilsey, 3 from Alexa Lucia, 2 apiece from Kylie Musaw and Jenna Faulkner. So a nice night for the Perrys and for Maddie Wilsey, but just a game of a couple runs here in Norwich puts it away.
Yeah, we're saying during the break, it felt a lot closer than the score maybe was in the end. It was really just a matter of those two little mini runs that Norwich went on, second quarter, mid through third, where they hit a couple threes, got a steal, these little mini 6 to 8 point runs. That separated them enough because, frankly, scoring was hard to come by tonight for Unitego, and it was really hard to see them be able to come back from a double-digit deficit.
Yeah, they tried very hard, had some good looks that just would not fall, and we talked about it a little bit in the pregame show, is that sometimes Unitego's Achilles heel is shooting, and just they seem to have nights like this from time to time where the ball just won't go in.
Yeah, Morgan hit a three late at the top of the key. I wonder if she took a couple early, even if they didn't go, just the threat of it would have maybe extended the defense a little bit. But again, it's to use an NBA cliche, it's make or miss, right? And Norwich had a couple little runs there where they were able to string them together, and that was the difference.
Let's get into our three awards here tonight. Coach and I have not talked about these yet, so we'll work them through right here on the air. But first up, we have our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think we both agree. Megan Perry, 17 points, game high. She was really good tonight for Unitego.
Yeah, they needed all 17 of them.
Yeah, they did. And she got those points early, got Unitego off to a good start. Meg played very well. I thought both Perrys played very, very well tonight when Unitego needed it. So we'll give Meg Perry our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Dynamic Defense Award is next, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. A lot of choices here. Our other two awards are going to go to Norwich players. What do you think for defense?
Emily Evans played the middle of a 2-3 zone at 5'6" for 32 minutes. And even though her stat line wasn't glamorous, the fact that they could get away with playing a zone with really no one over 5'7" on the court against a team like that is really just with her, sure will of force. So it's hard for me not to give it to somebody who's playing like that. And then that goes, with being the point and the back of their pressure. So I really think Emily probably be the one for tonight.
Yeah, we'll give Emily Evans from Norwich our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And so the last one is ACCO Brands of Sydney. They have our All-Purpose Award. ACCO's a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. You agree, Sid Coggins for Norwich?
Yeah, that's an easy one tonight because she scored and was the point of the press. It's really, again, the definitive two-way game for her.
Yeah, 5 threes tonight for Sid Coggins, finishes with 16 points, and she was a big piece on those runs, too. She was the one hitting a three in the corner, a three from the wing, so those were big. So we'll give Sid Coggins tonight our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. They're located in Sydney. So, Coach, good to have you back again. I'm sad to say this will be it for us, I guess.
It was a short-lived career.
we'll have you back next year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope if I'm doing this again, it's, a sectional crossover game.
Yeah.
Not in March. I hope we're still playing up at SUNY Morrisville.
That's true.
Oh, but if the opportunity arises, you know where to find me.
Yes, we'll definitely look you up again. And I know one of my other color guys, Matt Hazard from Cooperstown, was listening tonight. Shout out to him. He's done a bunch of games with me over the years, some state championship stuff. So, thanks to him for listening. I know a lot of people were checking in, listening on the stream tonight. Our stream at WCDOsports.com was brought to you by SFCU. Coach Bruce was kind of joshing me a little bit. I didn't put my CDO banner up tonight, so he couldn't see it on the stream, so it was my fault.
Well, you forgot it last time. I won't tell your boss.
Yeah.
We had to come back and get it. We could have just left it here.
I left it on the wall. I should have just left it up there. But, yeah, we came back and got it. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer in our Sydney Main Street studios. Jim always does a great job. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Again, we have that doubleheader. We'll be in Afton, UV Boys at 5 o'clock. And they're taking on Afton, and then the UV girls at Afton at 6:30. So tune in for that Butler Auto pregame. So, Coach, thanks again.
It was a pleasure.
Glad to have you along, and we'll see you tomorrow night. I'm Nate Lull. Again, our final score, Norwich 56, Unitego 48. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow on CDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. The songs that you want to hear on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.